Okay, let's begin our discussion of Shabbos Yerushalmi Daf Mem Dalet. And we continue here in the sixth perek of Masechta Shabbos, perek Bameh Isha, as we talk about issues of Hotzah, which we know is the malacha that gets the most press in this entire Masechta, right? The first perek, you see it's a Shabbos, and all these prakim, Bameh Behema and Bameh Isha, we'll have more prakim later on. After we take a detour, not really a detour, that's the main event, starting with the seventh perek, relating to all of the malachas of Shabbos. Okay, but we are on Mem Gimel on the base, talking about shoes, talking about issues of shoes on Shabbos. We spoke about certain types of shoes that were nigzar against, right? That's the sandal hamesumar. And then we said there are other types of shoe, other situations where one has to be careful because maybe one will go out and people will be choshed that you're carrying a shoe. Maybe you'll come to take off the shoe that you have. Different types of situations, which we will get to. The Mishnah also mentioned tefillah, wearing tefillin, kamiyas, amulets, and other armor. That was the Mishnah back on Daf Membe. So we're discussing various shoes, and we are on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We just spoke about if somebody's shoe is kind of fallen off, then he can wear it until he gets to a place where he can take off the shoe, somewhere near his Pesach Beiso, and then he can take it off. The Gemara says now, about eight lines up from the bottom, Rabbi Yirmiya boy, kumi Rabbi Zeira, Ramao lahachlev, Rabbi Yirmiya yes, Rabbi Zeira, are you allowed to wear shoes on opposite feet? Right, your right on your left, your left on your right, Ma'u lahachlev, can you do that? Rav Chaim Kanievsky says this is only a question according to Rabbi Yehuda we had earlier, right? We just quoted earlier up above. We quoted the discussion about Tumah and Tara relating to shoes from the Tosefta. And Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said, well, because you could flip the shoes, so that's why, even though the Tanakhama says that if only one of the sides fell off, so then it is still Tameh, because even if the outer one fell, the outer strap fell off, you could always wear it on the other foot. So according to the Tanakham, you could always wear it on the other foot. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're not going to do that. You're not going to wear it on the other foot. So within Rabbi Yehuda Shita, is it a masa for Shabbos? That's what Rabbi Chaim Kineski says. The question is within Rabbi Yehuda. But either way, is it, are you allowed to do that? So Amalei Shari, Serb Zera says, yeah, it's okay. Again, I don't think it was the shoes, like we have shoes, that it was really a specific direction and it would be really uncomfortable to wear a shoe on the opposite foot. But it was more of like a straight shoe and therefore it was really doable. So Amalei Shari, Reb Zeira says, yes, allowed. Afilu Kain, even so, Reb Zeira answers, Amalei, he told him, Puk Chami Chatziv, V'smochi Lavei. Right. Go find another great old rabbi that would agree with me and, you know, then that's good for me. Meaning, don't just rely on me. So, Nafag va'ashkach, Rabbi Babar Mamel. So he went out and he found, yeah, Rabbi Babar Mamel, Vishale, and asked him Vishar, and he also mounted it. So he had two rabbis with him. So that's why Rabbi Zeira said, okay, I'll agree to that. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Masisan Amr Shu Min Malbush. The Mishnah even holds that it is okay and it's a type of Malbush. Which Mishnah? Not the Mishnah here, but the Mishnah in Meseches Yevamos, where the Mishnah says, Ditaninan, Obisho, remember the 12th parak of Yevamos is all about Chalitza, Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza. Everything about Chalitza is in that one Perek. So the Mishnah says there, O Bishel Smol B'Yamin Chalitza Sekshera, right? If you wear the, if you do Chalitza with, you have to take off, she has to remove his foot off of his right foot. What if he's wearing his left shoe on his right foot? So the Mishnah says that's okay. Bishel Smol Bishel Yamin Chalitza Sekshera. So you see, it's semi-normal, at least enough to be good for Chalitza. So we say it must be, the same thing would it be for Hilchas Shabbos, and it would be considered acceptable to wear the shoe out. Good. Hada de Tamar. What is this going back on? So the Pnei Moshe here has a interesting lashon. So the Pnei Moshe says on the second to bottom line, he's going to flip the girsa here, which we're going to flip. And then he says, I've seen many pshatim, right, see the second to last line of the Pnei Moshe. Ra'isi pirushim mishunim umutim baruch ubarochav. I've seen very different mistaken pshatim about this next line. The hevel yifsa p'em lo mehem v'lo mehem mehem onam. And it's nonsense what comes out of their mouths. Not from them. Not that's a phrase that's used. V'lo nachbahem. I don't like any of those pshatim. So I'm going to give my own pshat. So we're going to go with his pshat. So back to the Gemara. Hada the Tamar is going back on what we said earlier. What we were just referring to, that if all the straps of the shoe fell off, it's totally not usable, that even if the shoe was tameh, it's not makabel tum anymore, because it's not a shoe. But if most of the strap fell off, it's still tameh. right? It said, Pirshu rove mikap of tame. So going back on that, which way did it break? Most of the strap, let's say the tongue or the on top of the foot. So which way did it break? Did it break lengthwise or widthwise? So says the Gemara, Hada the Tamar, and we're going to flip the gear. So according to the Pnei Moshe, because we don't want to be Hevel Yifsa Pihem, right? So Hada the Tamar, Lerochav. When do we say this is true? That if it ripped Lerochav widthwise, that's where we say that it's still going to be Mekabel Toma. Because even if it ripped widthwise, then he'll still have a little bit of the shoe, the whole length of the foot that you're still able to stand on. And therefore it's still semi-walkable. And that's why we would say it is still Mekabel Toma. Aval la'orech, but if it rips lengthwise, Tzorach she'echofez rov ha'regel. If it rips lengthwise, we don't say that, oh, it is still automatically considered a shoe is still Mekabel Toma. No, you still have to have rove of the foot still covered in order for it to be usable and to be called a shoe. Good. V'lo b'yachid. The Mishnah said you can't go out wearing one shoe. You can't go out wearing one shoe if you don't have a makkah on your foot. If you have a makkah on your foot, then you're okay. Then you can wear one shoe. So he asked the Gemara, well, why is that? Amar Rabbi Abba, why can't you wear one shoe on the stam if you don't have a makkah? No, because people are going to say, why is he wearing one shoe? It must be his other shoe strap ripped and he has it in his pocket. Oy, he forgot it was Shabbos. Right, so we're going to be choshed you, and therefore you're not allowed to wear one shoe. If you look in the Bavli, Rashi Daf Samach, where these sugyas come up, says that maybe it's for a different reason. That if people see you with one shoe, they'll start making fun of you. And what one shoe? That what are you? Is today clown day? Today, and also you'll be so embarrassed, you'll take off that shoe and you'll carry it, and you put it into your pocket. So either way, either they'll think you're doing something negative. Maybe we'll see some other points in the Masechta Shabbos. In the Rashi, soon. But, so, different suggestions. Says the Gemara, Bizman Chamber Aklamaka, that's only if you don't have a makkah on your foot. If you have a makkah on your foot, then you could wear one shoe. Are you wearing the shoe on the foot with the makkah, or on the other foot? Which one are you wearing it on? So, says the Gemara, Haim Yesh Baraglamaka, who knows saying? But if you have a makkah on your foot, then it's okay. Then you could wear one shoe. Al Aza Mehemunosin. On which foot are you allowed to go out with one shoe? On the foot with the makkah or without the makkah? Machlokes, between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel, the famous doctor in Tanakh, in Chazal. Shmuel Amar, Al Osa Shein Ba Makkah Unosin. On the foot without the makkah. Right, that's the one that needs the support because you're leaning more on that foot. And im omer at al osa sheish b'makah unosein, right? If you say that you're allowed to go out with the shoe on the foot with the makkah, so man sier le delo yitin al chersei. What's preventing you from putting it on the other one? Meaning your healthy foot is walking around barefoot. So what's preventing you? You're going to put your foot on the other shoe. If your foot is on the other shoe, then it's hard. Maybe your foot that's wounded is not going to be comfortable to wear a shoe. So Shmuel says, when the Mishnah says that you're allowed to wear one shoe out with a makkah, it means on the foot that doesn't have the makkah. That doesn't have the makkah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar the opposite. Alosa sheish b'makkah unosin. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're only allowed to wear it on the foot with the makkah. And, you know, that's because that's, he needs more protection, maybe. And therefore, that's the foot that you're allowed to, wear it. And you're not worried that you're gonna take it, off and put on another one. Okay. Shimon bar Bahaiva Mishamish Kumir Rabbi Yochanan. Shimon Barba was once servicing Rabbi Yochanan, Vavi Moshe Le Sandale, Kahada Tani Bederach Ha'aretz, and he was helping him put on his shoes, and he was giving him the shoes, to put on in the order that it says in Mesechus Derech Eretz, right? One of the Mesechus Ketanas, right? He was giving him in that order. And he was doing, Kshu Noel Noel Shal Yamin, V'yacharkach Noel Shal Smol, as we know, right? Right foot first. Right foot, put on your right foot first, and put on your left foot second. If you are a right-footed person. But when you take it off, but when you take it off, you do the opposite. When you take it off, you take off the left one first, and then you take off the right one, right? To give cover to the right. So the right one is always first because you give cover to the right. And it's more kavodik for the right one to always have the shoe on the most. So that's why you take off the left one first, because that gives kavod to the right. So this is what Reb Shimon Bar Ba was doing for Rabbi Yochanan. He was giving him his right foot first. He was taking off his left foot first. And Amalei Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, no, I don't hold that way. Bavlaya, hey Babylonian, Lotevid Kane, right? That's not what we do here. Sharishonim lo also came. The early generations did not do it in this way. Ella, whether they did it differently. Elakshu Noel. When they put on their shoe, Noel shall smol. They put on their left foot first. V'yacharkach Noel shall yamin. Why? Why would they put on their left foot first? Because if you put on your right foot first, shalote nearest shall yamin paguma. If you put on your right foot first and people see you at that moment while you only have one foot on, they'll think your right foot is injured. So you don't want people to think that your right foot is injured, so don't put on your right foot first. But what do you see from why we bring in this story here? Because you see from here that Rabbi Yochanan Shita is the shoe that has the one foot that you have the shoe on is the one that's injured. Right? That was Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Hada Amra, so this is what Shimon Bar Ba says, Al Osa Sheish Bamaka, who knows saying, right? That's because you know from that story, Rabbi Yochanan says you can't put the right one on first because people are going to think you're injured on the right one. So better to put the left one on, because that is what is a better. So Amr Le, and Rabbi Yochanan answers him, you got it, in Bavlaya, the Kamta Le, correct, Babylonian. You got it. You got the MS, right? We had this lesson a couple days ago. You were stood on the MS. Period. A number of points. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. So we know, even though Rabbi Yochanan has other shitas, but we know the Shulchan Aruch is quoted also in the Bavli. Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simin Beis in Arachayim. That's the Simin about getting dressed. The Shulchan Aruch always says, right is always first. Yedakdek. Yinol, Sif Dalad. Yinol, Minal, Yamin, Tchila. Right? Put the right one on first. Veloyik Sharenu, but not to tie it. You don't tie the right one first. Viachachach, Yinol, Shal Smol. But putting on the right one and then the left one, Viyik Sharenu. Viachsa, Viyik Shal Yamin. So, and I, what about if you have slip-ons? Right? The Ramah quotes Tosfos. There in Tosfos. Then you put right one. Right? Don't worry about the tying. Right one always goes first. Unam Shalanush, Inlam, Kshira, Yinol, Shal Min, Tchila. Why do you tie? The Gemara does not talk about this. Why do you tie the left one? Because of Hilchas Tefillin. Because the left arm is the one which a righty puts his tefillin on. So you see, regarding Kshira, left is more chashuv, and therefore you tie the left one first. What if somebody is a lefty? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, V'iter yad sheminiach tefillin b'yamin shel kol adam, yachdim yamin gam lakshira. Right, you just do everything with the right. A lefty puts the right one on, put the shoe on first, the right one, and then the tying also, because his right arm is what he ties with. The Achronim wonder is that, maybe that's not so clear. If you look in Rav Chaim Kanievsky, we like to quote this whenever these types of issues come up, in Hilchot Maseches Tefillin, right, one of the Maseches Ketanos, in Maseches Tefillin, in Sif, here it is in Sif Yud Gimel, where he talks about how do you determine righty and lefty for tefillin? He talks about Yad Koseves, Nemer Ksatem and Nemer Kshatem, Yad Koseves and Yad Kosheres. So there he says, Bedine Iter Yad, regarding lefty, Kasafti Bekuntraze, Kfar Vetikenu Besamuch. I'm going to say, I wrote a Kuntras here, where he talks about 88 halachas that have to do with righty lefty. 88. 88 halachas that have to do with righty lefty, and he categorizes them into 8 categories. When do you say a lefty and a righty make no difference? When do you say it makes a difference? Depends what it's tali on. Number one, dvar matluyim bekoach. Something that's tali, that goes by strength. Then obviously you go by the stronger arm and you switch it, depending on what your arm is. Pshita, tazlina basi didei, velo basar alma lukulei ama. Right? You go by your own, and not everyone else. Vezeo tam hanachas tefillin l'man di'alav miyad keha v'chalitza betefillin biyad smol v'tam shunir elav kasha. Right, though, it says when you take off your tefillin shorosh, you're supposed to take it off with your weaker hand to show that you don't really want to take off your tefillin. So you go by whichever hand is weaker, and that's goes by, you know, whichever the physical. Two, dvarim she'im yishum yamin d'kadosh baruch hu. There are some halachas that go by yamin of Hashem. So that shouldn't depend whether you're a righty or a lefty. But it has to do with Yemin HaVashem. Pshita does lina basur to Alma. Right? You go by basur to Alma. So nefilas apayim laharbi poskim. According to many poskim. If you're not wearing tefillin by mincha, which arm do you go down on? Which arm do you go down on by nefilas apayim? you say, you go by, down on your left arm, because that's leaning towards Hashem's right, so to speak. Kaviyachal, that's Hashem facing me. Ulenin rekika, betfilin, shirokik, bismolo, okay, in the olden days, v'lo b'yamein, b'yamino, b'yamshim shashkina l'yamino, v'chein k'sha poseya gimel psiyos, when you take 3 steps back, after Kaddish, after Shmona Esrei, mishtachave lismolo tchila, right, you bow left first, shehu yamin da'kadosh baruch hu, v'shek k'sha mevarech ala Torah, when you get an aliyah, machzer panav lismolo. All this has nothing to do with righty lefty. It has to do with yamin avakadosh baruch hu. V'chein dvarim shal pisod lahagber midas hachesed shu b'yamin. Whenever you do chesed and right chesed is right. That's why when you wash your netilas yadayim, you wash your left hand first, but you pick up the cup with your right hand. Poskim say you pick it up with your right hand because that's chesed, and then you move it over to your left hand and then you pour on your right hand first. Right, so you start picking up with your right hand because that's chesed. That also, right is, that's totally on, chesed that will go by yamin to alma. V'zeo tam levisha sabagadim, sheyechos b'yamin, netilas yudayim shachres, ulusuda, sheyitol yamin tchila, ulhasim kriyashma yado hayamanis aleinav. You put your right hand on your eye, laniach b'yad yamanis al smalas, v'chulu, and he continues. He thinks all of these, tkiya shofar, the right side of your mouth. Some say as the remes, because because that's, you know, for various, Kabbalistic reasons. So that's number two. Number three, to dharmatui and belave, things that have to do with the heart. Right? Have to do with your heart. Your heart's on the left side, no matter if you're a righty or a lefty. That's not going to change. Kun and veshet. Right? Heseba. Which side do you do heseba on? Right? That has to do with physical. And therefore, there's nothing physically different. Dalet, dharmatuliyim bechashivus. Chashivus. That's a machlokas. The esrog and lulav. Machlokas, machaber and the ramah. There's a lefty flip. The dalan minim, right? Definitely the machlokas machab ne'rama, machlokas ne'rishonim. Tverma tuliyim betzricha befer shemin. There's some things that dafka need yamin, like avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, right? Dafka yamin. Dvarim shehem yishum kalpina shatapona yopalopona dechimin. Where you always got to turn to the right. Boi b'shalom, right? They turn to the right. And a kohen going up to the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, he always turns to the right. So there, it's a question. Well, a lefty might not be doing the avoda anyway. Mishnah is talking about him, Maseches Bechoros. Okay, and there are other categories as well. The last one, Kshiras Haminalim, Bismol Tchila, the Taliyah Gemara Betfilin, V'chein Linya Kinuach B'yad Smol, Taliyah Betfilin, right? Cleaning oneself in the bathroom. He goes through 8 categories of righty-lefty issues, and he finds things that are very not famous relating to other issues of righty-lefty. Let's continue. Just one more line. The Me'iri on this Gemara in Shabbos, Anaf Samach Aleph, says that this should be a inspiring idea that we have religious ideas about tying our shoes, right? No other religion does things like that or has standards like that. Religion is religion and life is life. And Judaism says there's no such thing as life outside of religion. The Me'iri says, Talmidei Chachamim, ko ma'aseyim ponos el tachlis achas. Everything in our life has one focus. Afilu b'shasha asukim b'tzorchei gufam. Even when we're in our bodily needs, libam pone lekavanas avodas Hashem. We're thinking about Hashem, and we can think about Hashem when we tie our shoes. Kfar yadata shekshu noel min alav mivarech shasli kol tzarki, right, like we used to do. And why afshu noel noel shi min tchila kedi lahalo saliv shebechol dava roy lahaymin v'lachlo kavid l'kol mishu holich derech yamin. And anyone who walks in the derech yamin, in the right path, in both ways. Right, that he should, right, we're thinking about Ruchnius all the time. So that's the Me'iri, and this halacha reflects that idea. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara. Where are we up to? Yotzim b'tfilin, right in the middle. Yotzim b'tfilin, Erev Shabbos im chashecha, ven yotzim b'sandal, mesumim b'erev Shabbos im chashecha. These are 2 items that you're not allowed to wear out on Shabbos. Tfilin or the sandal on mesumar. But the Brisa says, you're allowed to wear tfilin right before Shabbos. But you can't go out with sandal on mesumar. We think you might forget the sandal of Masumar, but you're not going to forget the tefillin. What's the difference? So zed darko lachlos, v'zeh ain't darko lachlos. The difference is, are you used to taking it off? You always take off your tefillin as it gets night. So we don't think you're going to forget on Friday afternoon either. We assume you'll remember to take off your tefillin. But taking off your shoe, you don't take off your shoe dafka before Shabbos, before evening, and therefore, you're not allowed to wear it right before Shabbos. All the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, and others, both here, the Samach Aleph area, but also earlier in Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis, talk about the issue of gzeira l'gzeira. Right? Earlier in Shabbos, we spoke about the issue of a carmelis and carrying an unusual way in a carmelis. But here too, if you actually wear your tefillin outside, Pashtus says an issa d'rabanan, because you're wearing it. You're wearing it. You're not, You're not carrying it. So the whole issue here is there, you might be gozer not to wear your tefillin before Shabbos because you might come to wear your tefillin on Shabbos. But even if you wear your tefillin on Shabbos, even if you wear this sandal amasumar, you need a reason why not? Wouldn't that be a gzera? Right? You need a reason. Oh, because you're not going to forget. What do you mean not going to forget? Even if you do forget. Right? You say the reason is because ain't goes in gzera l'gzera. So that's where because the Gemara there earlier had a machlok, a Zabai and Rava. Sometimes the Gemara says, kulachad gzera hi. It's not a gzera l'gzera. It's all one gzera. Because if you don't do A, then it's for sure going to lead to B. So it's really one step, right? The Chachamim do not make gzera l'gzeras. We don't say A is asr mishum B and B is asr mishum Torah. But if it's all one kulachad gzera, then we would say that if it's very easily violated, and therefore we would say kulachad gzeras. They talk about it here in this context as well. They bring up this Gemara. Again, the Rashba there earlier on Daf Yud Beis brings up this Gemara of Tfilin, and it says the fact that they have to have a different reason shows, because we would have said kulachad gzera. We could have said kulachad gzera. And the Gemara in the Bavli even gives a different reason, right? Anyway, you're not going to forget because mitzvah l'mashmesh b'chol rega. You're not going to forget because you're always touching your Tfilin. Just say in gozer gzera gzera. The answer is no, because maybe we would be gozer. That's what the Rashba says. There on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Okay. Ezi Kamiya Mumcha. Kamiya Mumcha. So the Mishnah said, again, you're allowed to go out with a expert, experienced amulet. Because that's called basic, I guess, Shmira and Refua. But if it's not a Mumcha, then you can't go out. So Ezi Kamiya Mumcha. What's considered Kamiya Mumcha? Again, this is all alternative medicine. But I guess if it's proven alternative medicine, so then it's different. So what is it? Call Shariba Bosh Vashina Vashana Vashilesh. Three times. If it worked three times, that's called Mumcha. Rabbi Avo Bashem Rabbi Yochanan. Neman Arofe Lomar Kamiya Ze Mumcha. A doctor is believed to say, oh, this amulet, it's expert and it's successful. Repeat the above Vashinishi Vashilashti. I used it three times. That's right. Eid Echanem and Bisurin. He's believed to say that this, I've done that. Reb Shmuel, B'Shem Reb Zeira, Ripe La Adam Echad, Ne'eman La Adam Echad. If the amulet worked for one person, right? So then it's only going to work. That's not a chazaka, because maybe it only works for this person. L'shnayim, Ne'eman L'shnayim. Right? If it only works for two people, that's also not allowed. L'shlosh, Ne'eman L'chal Adam. Once an amulet worked for three different people, then we say, you know what? It works for everybody. And therefore it's called a Kamiya Mumcha. Yotze mekamiya mumcha, bein b'ksav, bein basavim. One is allowed to go out with a kamiya mumcha, whether it's, words, ksav, or asavim, or it is some type of herbs. Uvash lo yitnanu lo b'shiv lo b'tabas. But even if you can go out with it, you can't have it in like a container, because the container itself is gonna be carrying. So you can't put it in a shear, can't put it in a type of, band, or a tabas in a type of ring, right? Because that's the Pnei Moshe says, Ein derech lases kaze, right? That's not how a kami is usually held, and therefore that would be called a masa. Bon kami Rabbi Yonasan, Mao mitnite bahahon siluna. Could you put it in a silon is like a pipe? Could you put it in this in a type of pipe? So Amar Lehi says, well, what the Brisa just say? It will actually then a lobashiv lobatabas. Only those are a problem. Mashba, anything else would be okay. The silon that would be called normal packaging, and that would be allowed. Boin kumi Rabbi Yonasan. Mao mefek bahu mumika. Could you go out with a mumika on Shabbos? What's a mumika? It's a type of jewelry that you put, by the neck. Umuchuber leksuso. It's attached to the clothing. So that's, could you go out with this mumika? Amalon misham tachshit. Amalon, he says, no. Tachshit. What's this answer? Very unclear. We'll go with the, Karbana Eda's pshat. This is jewelry that is usher even on a weekday, because of the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Samach in the Bavli, Churban Abayis. Right? Chazal ushered certain type of jewelry, certain types of, we mentioned, I think of recently, the tiaras by Akawa, certain types of jewelry is usher the whole week. So, it's usher even during the week. This is interesting. It sounds like it's usher even for a man. This doesn't sound like Dafka, women's jewelry. Right? Even for a man, this type of jewelry. So, the Gemara says, one second, Imishim Tachshid, Kulo, if it's because of tachshit and the iser is even during the week, v'daniel oser. So why wouldn't it be oser even in the days of Daniel? Remember, Daniel lived in the with the Nebuchadnezzar in Babel after the Churban. So how is it that Daniel would wear this? Where do we see he wore it? Because the pasuk describes how after he read, he interpreted the handwriting on the wall, Balshazzar was machabit him with his tachshit. V'hamnicha didaba al tzavare. he put this hamnicha, which is like the mumika, on his neck. So the Gemara says, so therefore, if it's going to be usher the whole time, I don't think this is usher mishum the churban, because then Daniel wouldn't have had it on. And the Gemara says, mishum masu b'shabbos, and if you think it's a masa, right, it's not a normal jewelry that people wear, but neima say it's mutter, because kol mechubar l'ksus, harei k'ksus, we had earlier, but it's attached to clothing. So l'chor it should be mutter. It's not the churban thing, and because you see Daniel wore it, and it's attached to the clothing, and therefore it should be allowed. Remember the chilek that we have mentioned b'shem a number of achronim, including the Briska Rav and Rav Salvechik. There are two gemaras. Gemara in Sukkah Mem Aleph that discusses Zechel HaMikdash. Right? We take a lulav for 7 days on Sukkot, even though in the days of the Beis HaMikdash we only took 1 day. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Zechel HaMikdash, remember what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash, they took the lulav, usmachtam l'fei Hashem alkechem shivas yamim. So Zechel HaMikdash. But there's another Gemara about Zechel HaMikdash, which this Gemara just referred to. Right? All the churban halachas. You have to leave a spot in your house that's unpainted, Zechel HaMikdash. You have to put ashes on the head of a chassan, Zechel HaMikdash. So explains where the pasuk gets quoted there, in Meshkachech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yimini. Explain the achronim, there are two types of Zechel HaMikdash. Really, we could call it Zecher L'Churban and Zecher L'Migdash. Or Zecher L'Binyan HaMigdash, Zecher L'Churban HaMigdash, however you want to formulate it. There are some halachas that are Zecher L'Churban HaMigdash. That's what we're familiar with. And that's all the Avelis halachas. And that's the putting the ashes, and that's the leaving the space. But then, of course, there's these, and all the halachas of the 3 weeks and the 9 days. But then there's the Zecher L'Binyan HaMigdash. Remember what they did, Bisman Binyan HaMigdash, and maybe Yibana Beis HaMigdash. That's the shaking the lulav for 7 days. That's the Zecher what they did during, not a Zecher L'Churban. Right, it's a different, and they're based on Tupsukim, Imashkechei Yerushalayim, that's the Avelus. And then, Sion Hi, Doresh Einla, right, that's the pasuk quoted in Sukkim Mem Aleph. Sion Hidore Shainla. That's the drasha that's given over there in Ki Ala Rucha Lacha Mavzar Brazinu Mashem Ki Nidachi Karulaf Sion Hidore Shainla. Michal the boy Drisha. That's the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Memal. So two different types of Zecher when it comes to the base of Mikdash. Good. We continue. Rabbi Yossi Barbu Mashem Rabbi Yossi. Makashis Rabbi Sosa Lavertia Shin Alakim Shamra. If somebody has a wound that healed, I'm allowed to put a bandage on it so that it doesn't get infected. That's not called refuah. Once we're talking about things that you're allowed to wear on jewelry, so we're talking about bandages also. Refuah is only when the Issur D'Rabbanan of refuah, of Shema, you might come to grind, right? That's only where you have an illness that you want to heal. Because then we think you're going to, I have to heal quickly, I might come to grind. But if it's preventative, anything preventative is mutter, right? I know I'm going to get the heartburn after I eat challen, so I'm going to take a Tums before I get the heartburn to prevent it. That's mutter. Once I get the heartburn, then I can't take something to fix it, because that's already, unless it's so bad that I have to go to the couch and lie down, and then I'm a chol shem basakana in there. But, you know, you have to get the preventative measure. So that's what this says. You can put on the retia, the bandage, because that is mishamra. Rabbi Avon b'shem rabbanan de taman nosnin aleh. We switched the girsa. Aleh al-gabi maka b'shabish. You know, like mishamra, you can put a leaf on a maka, because that's just preventing infection. Amar Bitan Chuma, chutz me'ali gefanim shein l'refuah. Except there's certain type of ali gefanim that really give medicinal positive elements. Amar Avchuna, hadapua, ikar, this type of herb, ikar tav sagin. Right? It is a great, it is great medicine. Kad de ispe, chamisha kitrin, shiva kitrin, tisha kitrin. If it has these knots and bulges on this type of herb, it's very good for the medicinal purposes. Skip the next two words. Tavasagan. Ubilchoch litein mai. As long as lo yitein mai. What does that mean? Machlokas in the mefarshim on the page. Either it means it's still moist, its water didn't, you know, sap out, it's not all dried up, or you didn't add water to it. Right? Either way, one of those. The Gemara gives us some medicinal messages as well. We're talking about kimiyas in the Mishnah, so we have some medicine. Ein karin pasak al gabe maka, according to our girsa, b'shabbos. Right? According to other, some of Farshim, you take out that word. You can't, are you allowed to use a pasak as an incantation to heal? So, many say, the Rambam has this and the others have, you can't do this during the week. Not just Shabbos. Right? You can't do this during the week. But either way, the girsa that we have is Shabbos, but, why are you not allowed to do this? So one of two reasons, either because there is some say you're not allowed to have sicha b'teila on Shabbos, and this doesn't really help, and therefore it's Sicha Batela, right? Or number two, it's using Torah for purposes that Torah shouldn't be used for. The Rambam writes about this in Maseches Avodah Zarah very strongly. Very strongly. The Rambam, over and over again. Here he talks about this. He says, you're not allowed to use, psukim. You're allowed to say an incantation. So it's not going to work, just to calm the person down. If he thinks it's going to work, to calm him down. But a pasuk, halacha shalamaka, a great pasuk in the Torah, v'chulu, lo dai shehin bechlal chavir mumnachashim. Not only are they violating nichush, ela shehin bechlal hakofrim b'Torah. Right, they are deniers. Shehein osin devrei Torah rifas aguf. They think the Torah is medicine for the body. It's medicine for the soul, yes, but medicine for the body. Ve'inon ela rifas nefashos. Shnei Rav Yehu chayim l'nafshecha. But you know, you're not allowed to do that. And the Rambam a little bit later on says, kol ha'mam in dvarim elu v'chayotzi b'hen u'machashi b'libo shein emes v'devrei chachma avol Torah asra. This is the Rambam Shita against other Rishonim about all of these nichush and chover chover and all of these. The Rambam thinks they're all fake. They're all fake, and if you try to do it, you're trying to get help from sources that are meaningless. The Ramban says, no, there is some power, but you're not allowed to go there. It's the dark side. But the Rambam over and over again says, no, it's false. But either way, there's a big sugya about Karim Sukkim. V'hadin dekari al yavruchei aser. And if you, the one that calls, right, that recites this on yavruchei, a certain type of illness is aser. Bovakari es a pasuk azeh agabe al banai shehi mitvas. If somebody says, come, let's say this pasuk on my son who's having anxiety. Tein alav sefer, put a sefer. Tein alav tefillin, bishvil sheyishan aser. If you're using Torah for physical healing, that is a aser. Non-Torah, so that's might not be aser, it might just be, the Rambam would say foolish, and others would say, maybe there's some flexibility. Maybe it's darkei ha'emori. We'll have to get to that later in the Mishnah in this parak. Fatani omrim. One second. Hayushir paguin b'Yerushalayim. Didn't they say, there are those that say that you should recite a shir paguin. That's a parak of Tehillim. We'll see which one. In Yerushalayim. So I'm Reb Yudin. Kam mishenifka kanach lo nifka. Preventative is not so bad. That's how the Rambam formulates it. Preventative, using psukim as preventative, maybe you're just trying to give him the schus of Torah beforehand. But once somebody is ill, then you can't. That's the chilek. Veza shir shapaguin, Hashem arabu tsarai, v'chala mizmar, perakimel, in Tehillim. Yoshi v'seise elyon, tzari aleph, ad ki atasha machzi elyon samta me'onecha. Okay, so that's preventative is allowed. So let's just do the Mishnah. Lo teitzi isha machra dekuva. This is a contrast to earlier Mishnah. But earlier we said a woman can't go out with a needle without a hole, midrabanan. But here you can't go out with a needle with a hole because that's a masa. V'lo b'tabashi isha lachosim, or a woman who has a signet ring. V'lo b'kuchliar. Kuchliar is some type of tachshit that is just meant to show people that a person is affluent. V'lo b'kovcheles. A certain type of spice bundle. V'lo b'tzlocha shel payotin. Because if a woman suffers from a bad smell, she can't go out with these because it's considered something extra. V'im yatzas chayav eschatas to Rameir. Rameir says that's a daraisa. Unlike the earlier Mishnahs, which are the Rabbanans. V'chavim potrim b'kochlis u'b'tzlocha shel payotin. The Chachamim agree to the first ones, but the second ones, they say no. Those are not called a masa, and at most it's going to be an isser durabanan. Okay, we'll stop here. The next piece of Gemara we already had earlier in the Masechta is going to be a repeat, but Beis Shalom will get through it next time. Okay, we'll stop here.